When Brian Nichols grabbed a deputy's handgun and started shooting in the Atlanta courtroom yesterday, police around the nation were reminded how important it is to keep their guns from being turned against them. According to the FBI, over the last decade, some 50 law enforcement officers have been murdered by killers who seized their guns. Still, some officers are wary of new technologies designed to keep weapons in the right hands. NPR's Nell Boyce has this report.
Mike Lowe worked as a police officer in Idaho for more than 20 years. He spent a lot of time teaching other cops how to fight off criminals who were trying to take their handguns. He says most gun holsters don't offer much security.
I've had my gun fall out onto the ground during struggles, and it's just a scary feeling to know that you have the responsibility of carrying a firearm on your side at all times, and in every situation you're going into, you're responsible for that.
To help officers out, some companies make holsters with a strap that snaps over the gun handle. But this can make it harder for the officer to draw the gun in an emergency.
What you're trying to do is prevent an assailant from accessing the weapon, but yet you still want to be able to maintain a balance where the officer himself can access it quickly if needed.
Lowe was so worried about the problem that he left the police force. He decided to design a new holster. He won't discuss the details because he doesn't want to tip off the bad guys. But the holster has a hidden latch. It only lets go when the owner draws the gun at a certain angle,
which makes it difficult from somebody standing at the side or in front or from behind the holster to be able to access that in the same way.
Lowe says that more than 200 police departments have shown an interest in his holster, made by Tactical Design Labs, and other companies are working along the same lines. It's not clear what kind of holster the Atlanta deputy had, or whether that would have made a difference. Some experts think that instead of smarter holsters, we need smarter guns. Guns that recognize their owners and won't fire for anyone else. Donald Sebastian, who works at the New Jersey Institute of Technology, has developed one prototype. The gun has 16 sensors and some clever software that means it can learn how its owner grips the handle.
When you pull the trigger, when you do the reflexive and the instinctive act of pulling the trigger, your hand squeezes on the grip of the gun in a unique and a reproducible way.
Sebastian says this kind of gun could be perfected in just a few years, but such promises have been made before. More than a decade of research has gone into smart guns, but there are still none on the market. And even if there were, some police experts say technology isn't the solution. That's the view of Jim Pascoe, executive director of the National Fraternal Order of Police.
The answer, I believe, lies primarily in continued training of the officers in safeguarding their weapons and keeping them away from suspects and defendants.
Pascoe says police officers don't necessarily want to limit the number of people who can use a gun. When the bullets start flying,
all police officers need to be in a position to fire whatever weapon is available, whether it's their own weapon, the weapon of his or her partner, or the weapon of the suspect or defendant.
Jim Pascoe says that in a deadly force situation, all kinds of things can happen. So police officers want as much flexibility as possible, even if it means that someday their own gun could get turned against them. Nell Boyce, NPR News.